Blog Talk Radio.
From the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, It is for your consolation and salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Can know the secrets
How sweet are thy taste unto me, O God, sweeter than honey in my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
For your name is holy.
My soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. By faith I choose to be filled with the Spirit, so that I can be guided into all truth. I choose to walk by the Spirit, so that I will not carry out the desires of the flesh. I renounce all selfish goals and choose the ultimate goal of love. I choose to obey the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your lives, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle of Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation, which feeds millions of hungry people throughout the countries that they serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and microenterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin America. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are free. Our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following them.
In your presence.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 15, verses 5 to 7 says, Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Beloved, unity, brotherhood. In a strong church, everyone works for harmony. When there are so many differences and different ideas among people, believers must constantly strive to be of one mind. But how can this be accomplished? As believers, we must have a pattern of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ was always working to bring men together with God, so that they could have the endurance and comfort to live through all trials and sufferings of life. The purpose for harmony between believers and within the church is striking, that we might glorify God, all of us together with one mind and one mouth. God longs for our worship and praise. It is the very reason he created us and saved us. A divided church cannot worship God. A church has to be of one mind and one mouth to worship God. If believers are not of one mind and one mouth, God is not glorified. He is not worshipped. Every one of us must work for the harmony of the church so that we may be of one mind and fulfill the purpose for our existence, and that is to glorify God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says, Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Peter 3, verse 8 says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Believers are to receive one another, even as Christ received us. No person is too prejudicial or critical, too weak or too base for us to receive. Jesus Christ received and ministered to the most prejudicial and judgmental, sinful and base people in the world. Therefore, believers can receive one another. No one is too far gone to be rejected and cast away. Beloved, we must receive each other as Jesus Christ receives us. We are to receive each other for the glory of God. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Let our conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Jesus Christ, and stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Sovereign of all creation, most high, be thou.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be Total Dependency. Come, Holy Spirit, and baptize me with the fire of your love. I have surrendered to the best of my ability, and now I want to be filled with your Spirit. I need your power in my life and ministry. Please come and fill me now. Lord, I believe that when I surrendered to you as Lord, we became one. You are the vine, and I am the branch of the vine. All that you are in within me, my life flows from you. I believe that as I yield and ask, you will release your strength, your wisdom, healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield now to receive your sanctification gift, as mentioned in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our lesson for tonight, Total Dependency. We will take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, which says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, and it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Beloved, this statement to Paul resounds into every generation. We have found that whenever we plan to try to do something, no matter how great or how thought out the strategy, it is still our plan or our strength. In our plans or strength, we are dependent on our intellect, physical abilities, as well as other personal attributes. God is not needed by us, only to bless and sanction what we in our hearts have desired and devised. God does not work this way. We must build a strong relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We must learn to depend on the Holy Spirit for our direction. For the Scripture says that He will lead us into all truth. We really need to come to realization that when we are weak, needing of Him, then He is strong and able and willing to help us and meet our needs. He gives grace to the humble. We will now take a look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 to 6, which says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Beloved, God gives grace to the humble or meek. Grace can mean unmerited, undeserved favor or ability. When we are proud and think we know how to do everything, God cannot give us his grace or ability. We must never depend on our knowledge, our intellect, or education, void or outside of God. God humbles the proud and gives grace to those who are humble, who are dependent on God. Humility says that I can do it. Humility says that I cannot do it in my own strength. You cannot pay your bills in your own strength. Just going out, getting another job without God's direction is our own strength. We must learn to lean on God. But how can a person truly depend on God unless they first present and release their issues before him in prayer? Some things you cannot fix on your own. You just have to trust God for it. There are times when financially it seems like we would not make it. But we must present our situation to God and ask for his help and direction and guidance. Then he will open doors in which you can walk through to meet that need, whether it be a job, someone blessing you with something, or direction and who to go to get that need met. So many Christians today are dependent on many things, such as their jobs, their friends, their pastor. But God wants us to move from dependency on the flesh to dependency on him, the Spirit. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." To be totally dependent on God, we must be led by the Spirit of God. But it is difficult to be dependent on someone or some system that you don't understand. We must spend time with God to learn his voice, so we may know what he wants us to do. Many of us don't depend on God because we don't take the time to get to know what he is saying and what he wants. We need to cut off all the unnecessary voices, including televisions, radios, internet, telephone, and tune into the voice of God. We must learn to get into the habit of getting up in the mornings and ask God to lead and guide us. Although we have many things to do, we can do them best if we have gotten direction from God before we attempt them in our own strength. I must emphasize this point, and that is that we must become a people that are totally dependent and led by the Lord God Almighty. We would see much more success in our efforts if we would take this approach. Beloved, you must get into your spirit that I can do nothing unless He leads me. We must come to the place wherein we don't desire to depend on our own thoughts, plans, or intellect. We should submit everything to God for His planning board to review and approve them. I want you to understand that being dependent on God does not as much mean to lean on Him and do nothing, but rather seek His directions and will. God wants to navigate or direct the course of your lives so that you could truly find your way prosperous. But as long as you direct yourself, He will back off. Mistrust stops dependency on God. Many people are not dependent on God because they don't trust God. We say we do, but when we are facing our Red Sea and Pharaoh's armies are pursuing us, we often don't wait for God to open the sea before us. We rather look for a boat to cross over. Depending on God says, no matter what I am facing, I trust that He will see me through. We must cast our cares on Him and know in our hearts that He too cares for us. Many of us don't want to depend on God because we want natural things like Israel wanted. Israel saw all the other nations with a human king, and so they longer wanted to walk by faith. They no longer wanted to walk by faith. A God they could not see. But they rather wanted to walk by sight, a human king who was visible. They rejected being dependent on God for leadership and chose the leading of the flesh. They paid a price for this choice. And so will we. If we follow after dependence on the flesh, the natural things of life, don't follow the methods of others. Don't follow the methods of others for your success. Unless God tells you to do that, be dependent on God to show you what He has for you and the method to get it. He has a particular blessing for your lives, but you need to be dependent on Him to receive the instructions as well as to walk it out. Have you asked God to learn to depend on Him without knowing it? Often we ask God to strengthen our faith in Him and then removes all the things that we depended on Him so that we might learn to put our trust in Him. We often fight complain and fuss, when in reality, He's trying to bless us. Walking by faith and dependence on God is a great blessing. Are you looking for a pouring in or a pouring through? God is not looking for people that want Him to pour something in them or give them something so that they can work the things of God. God is rather looking for someone that He can pour through. Pouring in for someone to keep can often cause self-reliability. Pouring through, on the other hand, denotes a constant dependence on God. This is what God wants us to desire, for Him to work through us. Even when we are ministering to people, we should not be dependent on a gift, but on God's direction. We are so quick to give an answer based or dependent on what we know rather than by the direction of who we know. Beloved, we must learn, and some of us are still learning, to trust and depend on God. Salvation is a word in itself that implies trusting, depending, and relying on. So I can say, when we trust, depend, and rely on God, then we are saved from all of our circumstances. Over the years, I have seen Him meet every need. And so I am growing in my dependence on Him. Beloved, God can do it. Seek out His direction. Continue to trust in Him, and you will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Help me through.
The word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. I am extending an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, tonight I am appealing to you and asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, if you would like to receive Jesus Christ in your life, I invite you to join me in prayer.
Oh,
Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that you rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in you. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed by the Word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night. Yeah.